A Barry woman was sentenced to 3.5 years in jail on Friday for her part in a Southend Barry crash that left 3 pedestrians with serious injuries. Cassie Korzenko, who was 32 years old when she was charged in December 2022, pleaded guilty earlier this year to 3 counts of impaired driving causing bodily harm following the crash near Sadlin Arena at Mapleview and Bayview Drives. The crash, which happened December 1, 2022, sent 3 people to hospital with serious injuries. Korzenko was arrested at the scene and charged following the crash. Barry City Police have said she was driving her vehicle southbound on Bayview Drive when she struck the pedestrians and then also collided with 2 other vehicles, whose occupants were uninjured. Empower Simcoe community support worker Melanie Smith, 52, as well as 2 middle-aged men named Jeff Janes and Sean, no last name released, who receive support from the organization and are involved with Special Olympics, suffered serious injuries from the crash. Korzenko spent nearly 2 months in custody following her arrest, before being released on bail January 25, 2023. On January 16, 2024, Korzenko appeared virtually in an Aurelia courtroom to face the charges and enter a plea to charges related to a crash. She was scheduled to appear in court today for the sentencing hearing at 9:30 a.m., but was a no-show until she finally arrived just before noon. A woman who was with Korzenko went into the courthouse ahead of her, but not before becoming aggressive with a member of the media by trying to block and grab his camera, and then appearing to stomp on his foot with her high-heeled shoe. Korzenko, who appeared to be shaky on her feet, then walked into the courthouse. Due to the delay, the hearing was pushed to 1:30 p.m., when again Korzenko failed to appear on time. Her lawyer told the judge, "She's in the building," and asked for more time. At 1:50 p.m. she entered and the sentencing hearing finally got underway. The 90-minute session outlined the judge's reasoning for the sentence, taking into account the victim's injuries, Korzenko's criminal record, drug abuse and her attempts to remain sober, and more. "Frankly, it is plain the public is not getting the message. Individuals continue to be at liberty to get into their vehicles, potential killing machines, and drive those vehicles while they are impaired," the judge said. Previously, the Crown recommended a 6-year sentence, while Korzenko's lawyer argued for a 2-year sentence. "The maximum sentence for this crime is 14 years. I have determined that the proper and appropriate sentence here is 1.5 years, the judge said. Minus pre-trial custody, Korzenko will serve just over 3 years and 3 months behind bars. As the judge handed down the number of years, Korzenko broke down sobbing. She was also given an 8-year driving prohibition. As Korzenko was placed in handcuffs to be taken away to serve her time, her mother broke down in tears and left the courtroom. Korzenko will be taken to the Central North Correctional Center, CNCC, in Penetanguishene. After the hearing, Smith spoke to reporters outside the courthouse. "I want to get on with my life. I'm ready to recover. I'm ready to take my life back," she said, as she leaned on her crutches and wearing extensive braces on both of her legs. "It was sad to see her go off to jail. That hurt my heart as a mom, but I hope she gets the help she needs," Smith added. "I have forgiven her a while ago." Smith said she thought the sentence length was fair, saying she was expecting a 4- or 5-year term.